Pop goes my bubble. Has anyone heard of the town Corning, California? Of course not. Because Corning only rings a bell if you are deeply involved with the olive industry, which has bragging rights of being the U.S.'s second largest producer, or if you're traveling off of I-5 and in desperate need of a bathroom break. But somehow my parents found this small town of 7,500 to be perfect for their new business venture, apartment landlords. And in the summer of my freshman year of high school, we decided that we would focus on the business and not travel to meet our families overseas, a regular annual venture now put on hold. And so my summer was spent in the small town America of retired white people and Hispanic farm workers. I mostly helped with bookkeeping, and on one particular weekend, I filled in for my mom's position by collecting rent. It was a great way to meet all of the residents and practice forging my mom's signature over and over again on our yellow receipt papers. One of the residents, John, wobbled over to pay in cash. He wore a worn black cap that flashed Vietnam veteran in bright yellow letters. He slowly asked me, "So, what age are you, pretty lady?" I replied back with a bashful, "Oh, I'm only 16 years old. I'm actually still in high school." "Oh, really? Well, you're about 18 years old, and once that happens, a sweet man is gonna come, and he's gonna marry you, and well, you guys will live on a farm and all of that, and your life's gonna be great. It's gonna start." I was mortified. His entire statement sounded like nails on a chalkboard, like accidentally stepping on a small dog, like that awful ringing sound that the pin pads make because they rejected your card because you managed to insert the chip in incorrectly. I'm actually going to college," I said in a petty, faint voice. "Oh, you're one of those girls. Well, good luck to you." And John took the receipt from my limp hands. Married? A farm? How dare he think I fit into such a small sexist model? I was infuriated. I ran outside to text my boyfriend at the time of what had just happened. But coming from Texas, he simply joked about it by sending back a bunch of farm animal emojis. But I was enraged and I wanted that anger to be reciprocated. I eventually brushed aside the anger after a few days, simply dismissing that John was old, he was stupid, he was backwards. But his statement never stopped bothering me, just a little. Fast forward to my sophomore year. I had a critical thinking class that focused on media bias. And I was reminded of old John. Why did I act so violently when all he did was state an opinion? I had reacted as if he physically attacked me or insulted my mom. And don't get me wrong, I love my mom. So I began to internalize my reaction, and I realized that John broke my bubble. Not my personal bubble, but the bubble of my reality, of ideas that I'm exposed to. And this entire time, because I grew up in Canada, because my parents were multicultural, because I was in an exclusive after-school science program, and because that I had a 4.0 in middle school, which I'm pretty sure everyone can relate to, I thought I was completely exposed to everything. In essence, I thought I knew what other people thought. And so it only took me one moment and a critical thinking class to make me realize that I had been living in a bubble of liberal elitism that was constantly circulated in Vancouver and in Sacramento. It made me realize that not only I was living within a bubble, but also that this was how the rest of small town America is like. Lastly, it made me understand how much distance exists within American life. Corning seems like a totally different area of ideology from Sacramento, despite only being 2 hours away. My reaction of dismissing him for being stupid instead of understanding him is a trend that I noticed is currently happening in American culture and politics. We choose to live in these bubbles. These bubbles are comfortable. There are no conflicting opinions, no cognitive dissonance. Not only do these bubbles limit us, but they're also fragile to outside forces. So we must be prepared for when our bubbles break and challenge what and who they were made by in the first place.